How long should it take you to become more successful, make a good career choice, and then make a lot of money in that career choice? I think number one is, let's define success. I think to be more successful, obviously, first and foremost, it's always 10 million plus, a million plus a year. You're just getting crazy, absolutely crazy money. But the fact is, most people are not going to do a million plus a year. The fact is, most of us, some of us, and, you know, maybe none of us, are going to basically increase their revenue slowly over time, right? Increase their revenue slowly over time. And for some of us, that's like 60 grand, 100 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand, right? 150,000, 200, 3, 4, 5, millions and millions is probably for a much fewer number, right? But what defines success in my mind is, you can afford to live a lifestyle, like a healthy lifestyle, like you have property, maybe one or two or three, you have cars, decent cars, you are able to pay all your bills, right? So how do you get to that level in business? I think what I realized is that in real estate, the way you get to that level in doing sales is like consistency. You have to consistently grow your knowledge base, push forward, keep becoming better, and be able to get yourself to the point where you can have your cake and eat it too, I suppose, right? Where you can actually be able to have the opportunity to go ahead and make money that you can afford a lifestyle with, you can afford bills with, and you're not one of these people that live in paycheck to paycheck, how I used to be. And the way I learned to do that is, hey, unfortunately for all of us, it happens very much slower than we think, right? I'm seeing a lot of people come into business and just take off, but that number is so few and far between. For most people trying to do their best in business and in life and in trying to grow their income, you know, like every year you want to make more and more money, have more assets, different things like that. For most people, I'm realizing like it truly does take some time, because you have to work on your character, you have to work on your mindset, you have to make mental shifts and adjustments in order for you to experience a much more successful, frugal life, right? Not frugal, I'm sorry, absolutely wrong word. Much more successful, financially stable, right, life. You can do it. Just keep working on yourself, keep becoming better day by day by day, and I know in the short term it's going to feel like you're not moving. However, if you make the sacrifices that are necessary for you to progress forward, one of those sacrifices could be things like, you know, I remember when first in our career, like, I had to read a lot of books, go to a lot of seminars, learn a lot of new things. And yet still, I was dead broke 5 years into the business, unable, absolutely unable to afford myself a one-bedroom apartment, right? I couldn't pay my bills. And when you think about it, now that we have multiple units, multiple buildings, and we can afford to live in a place, at my own place that I live in, what I'm realizing is it took me literally 5 to 8 years to hit a stride. It took me about 8 years to truly start being able to put gas tank in the car, right, gas in the gas tank, and be able to buy 4 brand new tires, like, you know, not one by one every time one gets a flat, right? Which is a much better way of living. All that means is you have a little bit more cash in the bank account. What that means is you have a little bit more opportunities and you've grown, right? Nothing is worse in life than not being able to afford the simple things that, I mean, there's plenty of things worth, but from a financial standpoint, there's not many things that are as bad as not having money, right? You want to have money to eat, to live, to be able to go out, take the family out to dinner and different things like that. And I think that if you continue working on this journey and becoming better every day and trying to do more every day so that you can take your opportunities and turn them into lucrative investments, turn it into lucrative opportunities, you just have to realize it may take longer than you think, and then you just go to work on it. And if you do that, you will be much more successful.